1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Right by the White House last night, a man plowed a U-Haul truck into Lafayette Square. WUSA-TV reports that investigators appear to have found a Nazi flag inside the truck. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper with more.
The driver of the truck slammed into security barriers on Lafayette Square near the White House. That according to U.S. Secret Service spokesman Anthony Guglielmi, who says on social media there were no injuries to any Secret Service or White House personnel.
The preliminary investigations reveal the crash may have been intentional. The driver is in custody. Charges will be filed. Back and forth debt ceiling negotiations yesterday didn't produce a deal to raise the limit and avert a default. President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy are trying to come up with a bipartisan agreement so the U.S. can pay the bills.
The House Speaker came out of the meeting describing it as a productive give and take.
I think the tone tonight was better than any other time we've had discussions.
But Kevin McCarthy says while both he and the president are still aiming for an agreement, philosophical differences remain. Mr. Biden says cutting spending can't be the lone solution to the nation's debt problem. He wants to raise tax revenue. McCarthy continues to rule that out. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
Rick Hoyt has died. He was one of the most inspirational participants in the Boston Marathon. He was pushed in his wheelchair by his father for decades in the race. WBZT reporter Steve Burton has more.
Rick was born with the umbilical cord around his neck. The lack of oxygen caused brain damage and cerebral palsy.
They said, forget Rick, put him away, put him in an institution. He's going to be nothing but a vegetable.
I am lucky that my parents did not, or I might not have been able to be here today.
Team Hoyt completed more than 1,000 races.
Rick Hoyt was 61 years old. One of the top scorers in the NBA is calling it a career.
Carmelo Anthony used a video to announce he's retiring.
Now the time has come for me to say goodbye to the court where I made my name, to the game that gave me purpose and pride.
Leaving the game after 19 NBA seasons, he's number 9 on the all-time scoring list. In his only college season, Anthony led Syracuse to the national championship. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger is now a Netflix exec.
No one loves action as much as I do. That's why I've accepted the big new job as Netflix's chief action officer.
The explosions you asked for?
Bigger.
What exactly does that do, though? Basically, he promotes the streamer's new action series and films. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Drive safely, Wisconsin. Highway workers are out on the road. Help them out. Slow down, stay focused, and eliminate distractions. Work zone safety. It's everyone's responsibility.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy overnight with lows around 54. Southerly winds around 5 miles per hour. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 81. Lows level off around 52. Tomorrow night, mainly cloudy. Dry with temperatures below average Wednesday and Thursday and highs from the mid-60s to the upper 60s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 56.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough. But if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Betterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy overnight with lows around 54. Southerly winds around 5 miles per hour. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 81. Lows level off around 52. Tomorrow night, mainly cloudy. Dry with temperatures below average Wednesday and Thursday, and highs from the mid-60s to the upper 60s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 56.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swollen. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM. From the